for the one who is called according to
His. You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time, amen, to come into your homes, your cars. And by the way, internet here, we're so glad to have you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing, no matter where you're in, it's about time for your miracle. Just hold on just a little while longer, because he that will come shall come. Amen. I want you to be encouraged on today. Hold your head up high, because we are not only walking in the midst of a blessing, we are walking in the midst of blessings all day long. Not just one day, but all day long. Every day we are walking in the midst of a blessing, because it's a blessing when we can get up in the morning. It's a blessing when we can go to our jobs and take care of our daily occupations and do what we have to do. Amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. Hold your head up high. Again, we want to thank God for the radio station that you're tuning into now, WWBC 1510. On your AM dial. Praise our God. We thank God for you tuning in to us every Monday and every Friday around this time. It's about time for your miracle. We want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife, our church mothers, our elders, amen, evangelists and prophetess, and all of you that make up the congregation there at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We want to thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Praise our God. We want to send out our condolences to the bereaved family, those that are going through. Amen. We want to send out to the Jenkins family. We're praying for you on tonight, on today. Praise our God. And all tonight, praise God. And all this week, while you're going through the hour of bereavement, we want to send out our condolences to the Mack family and the passing of James Mack. We want to send out our condolences to you all. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for just being with you all. And we want to pray on tonight that God cover them as they go through the candlelight vigil. Amen. For Brother Mike, James Mack. We ask you to be praying for these families. And we're to be in prayer for the families that you know that I don't know, that is going through the bereavement hour. Tell them that God would take them through this difficult time. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Father, we thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, God, that you allowed us to come into the eye gates of your people and to the ear gates of your people. We thank you now, God, that there would not be one, God, that's up in the sound of my voice, God, will leave, God, or torn, will leave bitter, God. We thank you now, God, that it will leave with a word of encouragement, a word of hope, and a word that will take them through, God, throughout the day, God, throughout the week. Oh, God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to get your Bibles, and we want just to encourage your hearts a little bit. No matter what you're going through, I'm going to say it again, no matter what you're going through, God is with you. God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. No matter what we're going through, where God is with us. God is in it with us. He's going to see us through. You got to be of good cheer. You got to hold your head up, because guess what? You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not facing this alone. God is with you. He's in there with you, and he's going to see you through. He's going to bring you out. You say, well, Apostle Watkins, how can you say this? And I feel like I'm all alone, and I seem like I'm all alone. I have nobody to really talk to. I live alone, or I'm with somebody, or living with people in my family, but I still feel alone. You're not alone. God is with you. God is going to see you through. He's going to bring you out. So all you got to do is keep the faith. All you got to do is hold your head up high. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Come on. You shall reap if you faint not. Just hold on a little while longer, because he's on his way. He's there. He is there. So you got to do like David said. You got to do what David decreed and David declared. And David had to encourage himself. See, you got to encourage yourself on this journey. Excuse me. Sometimes you ain't going to have no one to encourage you, pat you on the back and say, you're doing a good job. You go ahead on. So what you have to do is encourage yourself. You have to tell yourself, I'm going to make it through this. I'm coming out of this. You got to do like David did. Come on. Hallelujah. Then the Psalms, David said, and he said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that did what made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall what? Never slumber nor sleep. God is with you. Be not dismayed. Come on. God is with you. Hold your head up high. You can go through this. You can make it through this because God is with you. Come on. He's with you this day. He's with you now. Praise our God. So don't look down. Don't hold your head down. But lift your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help. Come on. Your help coming from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. And I want to go to the book of Psalms right here. Psalms 34. Psalms 34. In verse 15, it says, the eyes of the Lord, my goodness, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. The eyes of the Lord is up on the righteous. He's not going to let you slip. He's not going to let you fall because his eyes is upon you. He see, he knoweth, yes. He heareth you, yes. Come on, somebody. He says, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. See, I told you not, and you're not alone. His ears are open to their cry. He heareth you. He hear you. He see you. Come on. No matter what you're in, he see you and he hear you. And his ears are open to your cry. When you cry unto him, you're praying unto him. He hear you. He's going to answer you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the face of the Lord is upon them that do what? That his face is upon them that do evil. Come on. Hallelujah. To do it, cut them off. Remembrance off them off the earth. Come on. His face is upon you. He see. He knows. He hears. All you got to do is just take your time and just allow God to do what he said he's going to do. Because he said the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. He know you. He know you're going out. He know you're coming in. Come on, somebody. He heareth you when you pray. Come on. Hallelujah. So you don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give out. You don't have to give in. Because he know you and he see you. Good news for somebody today. Good news. Hallelujah. He's there with you. Somebody need to type in there. He's with me. Come on. You need to type on the street and say, he's with me. If you could be in the midst of where you at right now. If you could say it in your heart, God is with me. Hallelujah. He is with me to do what? To bring me out. He's with me to do what? To heal me. He's with me. God is with you. Come on. And we know this about David again from the Psalms. The Psalms of David. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's with me. He's with me. He's with you in everything you do, everything you say. God is with you. God is backing you up. If you got enough faith to furnish your faith, God got the power to do what you ask him to do. Come on. He's with me. Hallelujah. He said in his word again. He said it in his word. He said his word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Everything is going down but the word of God. Everything is falling, but the word of God is standing. Oh my, hallelujah. He's with you. He's with you. We can't get out of that. He said that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and he hears their cry. Come on. The righteous. Hallelujah. The righteous cry. And the Lord, hey, hears them. Hallelujah. And deliver them. And deliver them. Come on, look what it say. And deliver them. Deliver. When God deliver you from something, you don't have to go back to it. because you're delivered. You are set free, because who the Son set free is free indeed. Why, it blessed me. It blessed me. It delivered. He healed and he delivered them out of all. He delivered them out of all their troubles. He delivered them out of all their fear. Come on. God will do exactly what he say he would do concerning you. My goodness, you're not in nothing right now that you can't come out of, that you can't come over, that you can't come through. You're not facing no situation that you're left there alone. Come on, because guess who is bringing you out? Jehovah Jireh. Guess who? Jehovah Shabbat. Jehovah Shalom. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Come on here, somebody. He with me. Somebody need to tag and share. Let somebody know Apostle Watkins is on the air. Don't get off of yourself. Tag and share. Wake them up this morning. Tell them you missing this on the air. Hallelujah. Call somebody and give them the radio station. Hallelujah. 1510 on your AM dial. Tune in to the radio broadcast, because God is with you. He's with you. You cannot be alone when God is with you. You cannot walk in fear when God is with you, because he have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. God is with you. My brothers, my sisters, God is with you today. All you got to do is believe and take him at his word, because his ears are open to your cry. He see you. The eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. Come on. And he's not going to forsake you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you in the midst of what you in. So many times, people walk away from people. They give up on people. But one thing I know about the man, hallelujah, which is Jesus, he never will give up on you. He never will walk away and leave you. Come on. No. You can't do nothing so wrong that God will just leave you. Because you know what he said? He said, he's married to the backslider. He's married to the backslider. Come on. So he can't leave you, but you can leave him. But he's your help today. He's your peace today. He's your joy today. If you only allow him and trust him and take him at his word for what he say he is, who he is and what he can do. Wait, he can do it all above all we think or ask. Come on. He's got the power. He's got the authority in him. He's got the authority in him to do what? Because he heareth us when we pray. Come on. He hears you when you pray. Come on. What are you worrying? Okay, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. Because God is going to be there with you. Don't worry and pray too. Pray and give God praise. Pray and give God thanks. Come on. Hallelujah. Why? Because he heareth you. Why? Because his eyes is upon the righteous. And he's not going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you. Oh, this is good right here. It's good. Many people started out with people, best friends, you know, for years. Some remain friends and some fall out. They leave one another, you know, homeboys or you know, they say girlfriends or stuff like that. They leave. Good morning. They leave one another. But this is what I'm talking about. Jesus would never leave you. He would never bring you to a place. Come on, bring you to a place and leave you destined. He'll never bring you to a place and leave you broken. Somebody was broken. Somebody was broken, and it seemed like it couldn't be put back together again. But because you cried out to the Lord and he heard your cry, what he did was he sent his word and he put you back together again. Hallelujah. He sent his word. He sent. You can send the word, you know. You might can't get there, but you can send the word. You can send the word, and I'm telling you, when you send the word, it happens. Remember the centurion man? Praise God. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I need you to do, all I want you to do is what? Speak the word. Speak the word. And he said, I know my servant will be made whole. I know. So when the word is spoken, because what? Because God heareth us crying and hearing us calling out to him. So he answers his word. He answers his word. Come on. He hastens to his word to perform it for you and I. Somebody need to get some hearts out there. Somebody know I'm telling the truth out there. I know you may be driving and you probably just waving your hand. You can't really let me see. But I know when God speaks, things begin to happen. Come on, that's right. Things begin to happen when God speaks, when we believe him, because his ears are open to a righteous cry. Have you ever cried unto him and he didn't answer? Have you ever been asking God to do something and he didn't do it? God heareth you when you pray. God will answer you when you pray. Yes, he will. Sometimes you might not get that. You're giving him a question and you might not get the answer that you want, but he answers you. Come on. Sometimes he just tell you to be still. Sometimes he tell you just to be still and don't wait on him. Then again, he give you a clearance. Whatever it may be, all you got to do is go up. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Elder Hutchinson. Hallelujah. All God wants you to do is stay focused. All God wants you to do is continue to trust him. See, because the enemy will try to come, and the enemy will try to put blockers, circumstances, and situations in our way to make us doubt God. But we got to remember what he said right here. The eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. No matter what we're going through, no matter what you're going through, no matter how it feels, no matter what the enemy is trying to portray, God see. He see it, and he knoweth everything you're going through. He see it. He hear you when you pray. Come on. He hear you. So don't let the enemy say God don't hear you or God don't see you. Yes, he does. According to the scripture right here in the book of Psalms 34 and 15. The eyes of the Lord, my goodness, is up on the righteous. It's up on the righteous, and his ears are open to our cry. Hallelujah. They used to sing a song in my days, I cried unto the Lord, and he delivered me. We cried unto the Lord, and he delivered us. See, you don't hear songs like that no more. When you cry unto the Lord, he delivers you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you in the midst of what you're going through. Somebody's going through a situation right now. And you say, Apostle, I don't know how I'm coming out. Somebody's in a situation right now. And they say, I don't know how I find myself in this situation, in this problem. But I don't know how I'm going to come out. I stopped in to tell you, you tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, for you to come up, come out of that situation, for you to be healed, delivered, and set free. Come on, that's what it is, because God wants to do it for you. His ears are already open to your cry. You already prayed. You already been asking God. You've already been seeking God. Now it's time to walk in the manifestation, because his ears are open and his eyes is upon the righteous. So guess what? He see it. He know it. So all we got to do is begin to do what? Walk in victory. Talk in victory. Don't talk defeat, because defeat and victory, it don't mix. We got to talk faith. We got to walk by faith. We got to live by faith. Come on here. We got to do everything we must do. We got to do it by faith. Come on. Faith does not have eyes. Faith does not have eyes. Faith is out there. When you say, because God is on, his eyes is upon us and his word is in us. So what we got to do is start operating in the faith that has been delivered unto the saints. See, what he wants to do is, oh my God, see, like I'm going somewhere. What does the enemy job, and the word say that, but the word say this. His job is to do what? To wear out the saints. To wear the saints out. But he can't do it. He can't do it because guess what? The eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord. The ears of the Lord. The eyes are upon the righteous. And he heareth our cry. We'll be crying out to him. He hear you. God hear you. Come on, somebody. God bless you, Sister Watkins. Come on. God bless you, Prophetess Doris Gathers. He hear you. He hear you. There is not a time in your life when you call up on God and he don't answer. Now, the enemy may try to, I'm going to say it again. I may say it earlier. The enemy may try to throw roadblocks in your way that make you feel that God don't hear you. But you got to be persistent. You got to be persistent. You got to know. I'm reminded what Jesus said when he went to the grave where Lazarus was. Remember? Remember what he said? Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me when I pray. Ooh. I thank thee that thou hearest me when I pray. But for the benefit of those that were, are standing around. Now, God, you do this. Oh, my God. God will not let your enemies rejoice over you. He hear you. God will not let your enemies dig a ditch for you and you fall in. He heareth you. What God will do is God will cause your enemies, according to the word of God, to be your footstool. The eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. So when you're going through, when you're going through and it seems like you're not coming out, it feels like you're not coming out. I stopped in to tell you today, greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. He ain't gonna let you go down because his eyes is upon you. He's watching you. He's protecting you. Come on, somebody. All you got to do is give God the praise. All you got to do is give him the glory. Hallelujah. No weapon that form against you shall prosper. Because the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. There is no sickness that your body is facing that God cannot heal you. Come on. Because the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. And he's going to bring you out. He's going to deliver you. He's going to heal you. He's going to set us free. Hallelujah. This is. And this is the victory. And this is the victory that we have in him. This is, hallelujah, this is, it's a guarantee. It's a sure thing that he's going to bring us out. It's a sure thing that he heareth us when we pray. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Because the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. It's upon the righteous. We walk in victory. That's right, Sister Harvey. We walk in victory. We walk in victory. I'm walking in victory. I'm talking in victory. I'm not walking by what I see. I'm not talking about what I see. I'm walking by faith because the eyes of the Lord is upon me. It's upon you today. All we got to do is walk in it. All we got to do is rest in it. Come on, somebody. Yes. Yes. Yes, dear. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lord is up on me. He seeth me, and he's going to bring me out. You're right. You're right. He's going to bring you out. Why? Because his word says it. He will make a way for us to escape. Anything that come upon us, he'll make a way. He's there with us. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. We don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to walk in doubt. The enemy wants you to walk in fear. He wants you to walk in doubt. But because the eyes of the Lord is upon you and he's going to bring you through it, he's going to bring you out. And there ain't nothing the enemy can do. We just got to walk in victory. We just got to talk in victory. As a matter of fact, just take a rest. Just take a rest. Take a rest in God. Lean on him. Take a rest on God. Lord, this is your, I'm in your hands. Lord, I'm in your hands. Lord, we're in your hands. And you're the only one that can bring us out. You're the only one that can bring us through. Because guess what? According to your word right here, according to your word, the eyes of the Lord, which is Jesus, which is the master, the orchestrator, hallelujah, the beginning and the end, your ears are open to our cry. As I said earlier before, we cried unto the Lord and he delivered us. We cried unto the Lord when we couldn't cry unto nobody else. We cried unto the Lord and he will deliver you. He will deliver you. He will bring you out of every situation. Every situation, he'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He'll set you free. Yes, he will. He'll open up doors for you. Hallelujah. All you got to do is stay focused. Stay focused and don't allow the enemy to make you think anything else. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel like you want to give up. But hold on, because guess what? He that will come shall come, because the eyes of the Lord is up on the righteous. My time is getting close here. I got to get up and leave, y'all. As I often say, somebody might not know Jesus in the pardon of their sins. According to the word of God, it says all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. And it's just as simple as that. That's all you got to do. If you said that and you believe this in your heart, you repeated what I said, you will say, that's what, according to the word of God. That's according to the word of God. We have nothing to do with that. God will do the rest, because his eyes is upon you now and his ears is open to the righteous cry. Listen, I want you to be of good courage. Be of good courage. Like I said, my time is here. My time is reaching here to get up to leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I want to send out my condolences again, amen, to the bereaved families. And let's send out our condolences to the Weaver family. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's send out our condolences in the passing of their brother. So let's pray for them. Let's pray for them that God will see them through. Amen. Amen. Listen, turn to Friday morning, same station, same time. Guess what? Apostle Watkins will be right back on the air. Remember to walk in victory today. Talk in victory. Because guess what? The eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous. And he heareth their cry. He heareth our cry. So be of good courage. Until Friday morning. 10. Nope. Break it on down. 9:30 to 10. You'll have me. God bless you is our prayer. Love you. Walk with God. Walk in victory today. Go. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.